You're listening to a Monkey Buns production.
Hey up everyone, you fabulous people are listening to Laminated List. This show is all about that fantasy-free past you could have, which would allow you to sleep with any three celebrities of your choice, should you be so lucky.
And just to let you guys know that this episode was originally recorded back in June 2022. Sorry it took us so long to get it to you, but it's worth the wait. Enjoy.
Laminated List, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list, would you like to fill my tits? Laminated List, laminate your list. For when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed. No divorcing, just cavorting. But it only counts if you laminate the list. Laminated List.
Hello, it's me, Corrie. And I'm here with the fabulous Kelly B. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
And we have producer Alfie, as always, steering the ship.
Hello.
Hello. And we have a guest this week, don't we? We have Kerry. Kerry Harris, hello.
Hello.
All the way from America.
Hello.
Nice. It's the first time we've seen you in a long time. Has it changed? Is it good to be back?
It is amazing to be back in London.
Yeah.
It's very lovely to be back in the flat.
Yeah.
I'm very
you
thrilled.
You painted this very room.
I did paint this room. Oh, but yeah, and that invoice that I see hasn't moved in two and a half years.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll get that to you next week.
Brilliant.
I was just looking, though, at the paintwork, and it's not exactly, you know.
That's why she's got you back.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the colour.
Well, while you guys do the podcast, I'll start painting.
Yeah, you just get your overalls on. So Kerry is an American. He's an American director who's best known for the web series Drivers, which is very funny. Go watch it. It's on YouTube. I was watching it the other day, actually, for a bit of prep for this.
And got Macaulay Culkin in it.
Yeah, it's got Macaulay Culkin. Oh, loads of
Henry
people.
Lloyd.
No. What?
Henry Lloyd.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Isn't Henry, it's a fashion designer. Just be able, I've given her one glass of wine.
That's exactly who I'm merging.
No. Tom Petty's in one.
Yeah. Rosanna Arquette.
Jeff Garland.
Yeah, that's my favourite one, that one.
And
with them, Darren Criss. Anyway, right. It's really funny. Yeah. You should check that out. But also.
And my friend Jack Dishel.
Yeah. Oh, Jack's lovely. Yeah. He's funny. He's mainly in it.
Yeah, he's
that's
the star.
Based around him. Yep. And yeah, he's very funny and very lovely. And so, yeah, definitely watch that. And also, you had a film out, didn't you, by Lionsgate, which was called Dreamcatcher.
Which, sub note, Corrie was in it for about 2 seconds where she ran to a door, and that was the most exercise that Corrie has ever done.
they kept making me read. Do you remember how many times you made me read?
I forgot you were in the movie. That's
honest to God, I was like, at the end of it, because I do not go to the gym at all. This is, I know you can't tell from my svelte-like figure, but no, that's not for me working out. But honestly, I've never run. We had to retake it about 100 times, and yeah. Was not. I nearly died at the end of it.
And didn't they use the first take?
Probably. Yes. It was all a cunning ruse to get me to do some exercise.
And you doubled Lynn Shea.
I did. It was a 70-year-old lady's body double. Lovely. Claim to fame there. And now you're shooting a new film in Scotland.
I am shooting a new film.
The best country in the world.
Yes, I'm very excited about that in November.
That's exciting. Can you tell us anything about it?
It's called The Crude. It's a bit like, I don't know if you ever saw that old John Carpenter movie The Thing.
Yeah,
it's a bit like that, where it's on an oil rig and they dredge up something that they shouldn't from below the ice, suck it in, and bad things start to happen.
That's what your mom said
on the oil rig. Well, my mom's dead, so that would be very weird.
I know, I do know
that.
Sorry. So there we are. Kelly, hit him with the rules just in case he's forgotten them.
Okay, so.
Laminated List.
The rules are, if you haven't listened, it has to be a celebrity.
Okay.
So it can't be like Trisha from down at the Employment Benefit Agency.
What's Trisha doing there?
I've seen her for ages.
God, I was down there for a while through COVID. It has to be a real person. I mean, I always go with this one because it's a nemesis to Corrie. It can't be Professor Snape, as an example.
Or a minion.
Or a minion. I do love the minions.
Or Shrek.
It has to be someone as they are now. So we've always used the example of Axl Rose, though Johnny Depp is
he's getting on that list.
He is, well, for me, maybe not, but 24 hours is the max you can spend with them. You can spend less, but 24 hours as a date kind of thing, but you can't fall in love. It's never, you're never going to be falling in love. And once it's on the list...
This is quite a sad list. This show's got really depressing. Cool. Yeah. Absolutely in love with, but you can only see them for 24 hours. No, you'll never see them again, and no love will happen.
It's a laminated list.
You're only with someone, that's the point.
It's sex just only. This... It's a sex sort of... It's a sex sort of.
Sex adjacent.
I mean, I have only just finished work. There's no sex sort of for me right now. So I'm just kind of thinking more of like...
It's just sort of.
Just switch Netflix on and just sleep.
And watch Shrek.
And once it's laminated, it's not coming off. They are the rules, Kerry Harris.
Okay, and those are fair.
Fire off with the first one, I feel.
I feel too.
I think this is the first time we've had a guest with a straight
yeah,
man.
Yeah, straight man, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well done
this
on
is,
that, Kerry, being you. The only
producer
surviving.
Alfie. Producer
I've worked very
Alfie
hard at being a straight man.
Sometimes failing.
Yes.
At the moment, I am drinking out
Did
of a cup.
Did you go to university with me?
of Kerry's face.
Yeah. You're drinking out the
he
famous.
He was a Mills and Boons pinup.
Sort of. What were you?
What's Mills and Boons?
It's Mills like and a Boons is novel. What my grandma used
yes,
to read.
I was
and
young.
Explain the mug.
Yeah. So I, as a young person, I guess, starting from like 12, age 13 to age 18, I was a model. And my target demographic was apparently romance novels that you would find in grocery stores, not even like regular bookshelves.
And
I think
you
the only
to regularly play a race that you weren't as well. This is back in the days where that was permissible.
I regularly played a racist on book covers.
A race that you were not.
Swastika Knights was a very popular novel that I was. Yeah, no, I always played mixed race characters. I think that's what you're trying to
it's
say.
So
that
terrible.
So I'm yeah. So on that one, which no one can see because it's a podcast.
We'll put it on
Instagram. Okay.
So on that one, it's it was a book called Savage Spirit, and I played a half Indian or Native American, take your pick, half white person character. And so they gave me very long hair and made my eyes blue, which they're not.
And I will just read, we will be showing the picture on the cup, but it is, Kerry looking out into the distance. There's arrows on his back with his hair flowing. And a very, I would say, English woman kind of gripping onto him while he's looking off into the distance.
She's supposed to be from the pioneer times, Kerry. But she has a very 80s hair. Yeah.
And... on there's a little sentence at the top that's, is 16 too young to have
a savage spirit?
By Meg Cameron.
Go look it up. I'm
well,
sure it's still
the
available
guy is
on Amazon.
In his 30s, yes, then 16 is too young to have a savage spirit. But I think
would
we're both 16
Would you call
16
a 16-year-old spirit savage or just desperate?
I think if you were trying to sound 16 and you were 30, you'd refer
did
to the
you
spirit
do
as
any,
savage.
Did you ever read the book?
I did read that book. I actually, you know, I've done a bit of a deep dive. It's a little embarrassing. I've gone onto eBay and tried to find some of these books so I have the actual books on my shelves.
We should do maybe a chapter read.
Yeah. We could, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not very long chapters. What, they're very, very short.
Did Blue Quail, you were called Blue Quail the character, wasn't it?
Yes, was I'm
it?
Called Blue Quail. That is my, because they wanted something, I guess, that was... indicative of the blue eyes, yeah. As part settler, but they did want me to sound like a Native American
yeah,
or an
blue
Indian.
Quail.
So quail.
Was quail the most fearsome of all the creatures? Yeah. Did blue quail have a savage spirit?
Well, I think that's you have to read the book. To be honest, I don't think I finished that book. I think
On an off note, once when I was about 17 at my mate's house, we found a quail outside on our doorstep.
Was it dead?
No, completely alive, weirdly.
Did it have a savage spirit?
It looked about as confused as we were when we opened the door to get the milk in, and there's a bloody quail on the doorstep. And my
mate
Michelle.
Confused spirit was the next.
And my mate Michelle just was like, Kelly, there's a quail on the doorstep.
How many drugs have you done?
Well, we'd had a lot of it. It was Mega Dog at the time. And I was like, what are you talking about? Is your mum ordered a quail? And it was just a quail on a doorstep.
Yes, my mum's ordered a quail, a live quail.
How in the country were you that they thought that was a delivery?
No, but I... yeah, well, yeah, like, it was a really early
like
delivery.
Uber Eats. Uber Eats. Yeah. Just
crew,
you
did not order quail. I don't even see it. It was weird.
Well, did you keep it? What happened?
No, we just shut the door.
See, in Colville, that would have been shot. That would have been in my mum's oven in 0.25 seconds in Colville.
We just thought maybe this hasn't really happened. Shut the door and went back to our lives.
And how many days later was it still there?
Oh, we were still there more than the quail.
Oh.
So anyway, sorry.
No,
that's
great.
No, that's all right. So, yeah, so I did that one. I did one where I was half Vietnamese.
Yeah, that's what was that called? Child of
Blood. No, yeah, Child of Blood, where I was the bastard assassin. Because I didn't know who my father
I
was.
Definitely
yeah.
buying
was that,
these
was
books.
That was that a love story though? Was that just a story?
There had to be some love, but I think it was me going back to try and find out who my father was
to
and possibly avenge my mother's death.
Yeah.
I remember
in the Mills and Boons, like they had this kind of story. They were always like avenging someone or finding someone, but there'd always be a tryst of a man and a woman, and they could always feel the throbbing manhood against the moist
woman. Oh, it'd be something
woman.
Gross,
it was something like
it?
There was. It was never explicit, but always...
Her sex was a big code for her vagina, he entered her sex.
Exactly how it was so... You could read it to school children and it not be...
Bastard assassin. And then there was one where you were an alien. That's normal.
Yes,
I
was an alien. I'm not sure what...
Mitrice alien?
I think I was from Gorzon 5, but also from Yalin. So both planets were represented. Or maybe I was half Earthling, half Gorzon.
That's the one I really wanted to see, but we couldn't find that one when we were searching. Yeah.
That'll be a good eBay... I have a copy. I'll send you a copy.
And leading on from that with aliens.
All right. So my first choice for my laminated list.
I do a drum roll, but Alfie really doesn't like us doing anything on the table.
So a very lovely, very talented actress, Sigourney Weaver.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good
How
choice.
How old is old Sigourne?
72.
Wow. Find her, Alfie.
All right. Kerry's literally just thinking maybe she should be on my list. He doesn't want to break a hip.
72 too young to have a sex.
It's going to limit the time frame.
Have you thought about this?
You've not
because we did not. Ask you a while ago about your list, and now it has gone on a bit. Now you've just found out her age. Is she still on it? As now, you have to have now.
Look, he is actually thinking. Well, have you got one in reserve? We can put that
Phoebe Waller-Bridge? Okay. No, Sigourney Weaver still is on the list.
Okay.
I feel strongly about her.
No ages in here? No
ages. No. I think, and she's one of, and you'll see this also, I think with everyone on my list, they're all older women, not that it matters if you age or not, but they've all kind of retained, I don't know if it's bone structure, but they all look amazing for their age. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they have got
older
the women you've picked have got amazing bone structure.
But they are all older women, which is refreshing and lovely. Yeah.
And they're
we're
quite
here for
cool.
That.
I think that's the other thing.
And we're not spring chickens or quails. There's no spring quails here.
Yeah, so there's hope. People will still love.
That's well, good to know, Kerry.
But they all seem cool. And part of the list is that you'd want to spend 24 hours with them. And I think all the people on my list, they'd be good to talk to.
Ben, have you met Sigourney? Have you ever?
I have, in fact, met Sigourney
Weaver.
That's
another reason she's on your list. Then you're like, I've gotten in.
Well, she told me last night if I didn't include her on the list, she'd be furious. She went to the same school as my sister, and when my sister graduated high school...
Can we just clarify, they are not the same age, though? Your sister's
they're not the same age.
Younger.
Yes.
It's your little sister.
My little sister, so she's 2 years younger than me. So I went to her high school graduation, and Sigourney Weaver was the graduation speaker. And, leading up to this, my mother knew about my Sigourney Weaver fixation. I think everyone in Alfie, you remember in Aliens, the white underwear.
Well, I'll be honest with you, she's never been one of my favourites, actually.
Oh.
No, not on my list.
Not even in Ghostbusters.
Really?
Maybe Ghostbusters. No, No.
All right.
But I understand the scene you're talking about, which is in little pants. But back in the day when there was no porn around,
there was porn, Alfie. Yeah. It was just in some bushes down a field.
I'm not going to clarify that. I'm not one out to it, but... That was definitely on the list of potential.
It could.
It was unusual to see women in pants.
It was a difficult one.
What about weird science? There's a lot of...
Oh, yeah, Kelly LeBron. Yeah. But honestly, to a guy back then, if you're 14, it's like everyone looks the same. You're just thinking about the underwear.
You're just thinking
flat stomach, underwear, and that's it. So you don't even notice who's attached to it. You're just looking at the
underwear. Difficult one for Kelly.
And I'm glad to hear that.
But also, she's amazing in that film, isn't she?
Yeah.
So. Yes, she's very, very good. And she, my mother knew that I had a massive Sigourney Weaver crush. And so she spoke at my sister's graduation, gave a lovely, lovely speech. And then there was a cocktail party afterward. And I remember thinking, this is my time that I'm finally going to get to meet Sigourney Weaver.
Did you have some chat up lines at the ready?
I think I had run through a couple. Okay. I think. All right, so she would have been, what age do you graduate high school? 18. So I would have been 20.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was 20. And
I think I
brought some of my romance novels and I just kind of accidentally dropped them in front of her.
Is she like Savage Spirit with arrows in the back?
Exactly. Or would you prefer half Vietnamese? I'll be right back. And put on camouflage. So I walk into the cocktail party. I look around, and I think I did
There's
have some lines.
There's a cocktail party when you... I mean, you're
posh.
Because
they're a parent for the...
He's fucking posh, isn't he? So let's face it.
We didn't even graduate.
There's a cocktail party when you graduate.
Is 18 too young for a savage cocktail party? So I walked into the room, and I think I did sort of... I think I had in the back of my mind, I don't remember what it was, what I was going to say to Sigourney Weaver. So I look around, and I see Sigourney Weaver across the room, and our eyes do not lock.
Not going to plan so far.
No, but the reason they don't lock is because she's talking with my mother.
Oh.
And so my mother spots me and then our eyes lock. She waves me over.
You cannot get out of that.
Yeah. So I walk over and my mother says, Sigourney, this is my son, Carrie. Carrie, this is Sigourney. Carrie's completely in love with you.
Oh.
So I'm going to leave the two of you to chat.
No! Hawksbot by your own mother.
Stone Cold Alice move.
Yeah, so she walked away and left me with Squeaker. And I really couldn't.
No pickup lines that you have got, no coolness that you've ever got is coming back from your mother telling you you've got a crush on that person.
Yeah.
That's
well,
it.
Not even a crush, like completely in love.
Yeah.
So what's the age difference? Not trying to give your age away so much, but there's a lot. I was trying to think how old she would have been to have this 20-year-old... Quite
right, well,
handsome
so
young man.
She's 72 and I'm 52, so 20 years.
Yeah. 42.
So she'd have been our age.
Yeah, so
42.
It's
42.
So I mean,
it's doable.
Yeah,
especially in LA.
Yeah, well,
it's
this
not
is
LA,
New,
York,
New York, but yeah, but, yeah, New York it would never happen, but LA. Yeah. Listen, that was in the back of my mind. This was possible, but so then. I can be quite shy around celebrities, especially when my mother has told them I'm in love with them. But I had to go back to work, and I was working across Central Park on the west side, and the school's on the east side. And I walk outside, and I'm waiting for a cab, and I'm in a street where there are very few cabs ever come down. And Sigourney Weaver comes out and is also waiting for a cab.
Romantic. It's like a movie.
And I know that her apartment is right next to the store
she
that I work
it.
At. Well, yes. And I know that her window is very easily jimmied. So I know that her apartment is right next to my store. And I thought, I was like, do I ask her if she wants to share a cab? And then we'd be like, close to her apartment I did not.
I mean, it's the storyteller in him that's thinking through all this. He's obviously been subjected to too much American Mills and Boons.
I should have powered through my mother's thing and tried to chat her up.
Yeah,
but I didn't. And
was she nice though?
She was lovely. Yeah. She was. I could not have been. And that's the other thing is I would say two, and I can't say for sure about the third, but are very lovely people on my list.
Lemonated list.
Who's your next one then?
All right, so my next one would be another redhead.
Yeah.
Another very good actress. Another person who seems very lovely. Julianne Moore.
Yeah, she's fit.
Yeah. Totally. And I think that we know that Alfie likes this one.
Yeah,
Alfie.
Yeah,
this person, this one. Sorry, I've just objectified everything. This lady.
Boogie Nights. She's excellent, Boogie Nights. That was a film I watched on loop. Certain scene.
Was that when she was in the roller skates?
No, that's
Roller that's Girl in Boogie Nights, but not her.
Oh, no, Roller... Yes, there was... I remember that's Roller Skates.
Penny Lowe's, yeah. There was some roller there skates was roller in that skates. Film, and she decided Julianne is on them skates.
I mean, you're not wrong.
This seems weird, but I I like Julianne Moore in everything. For
what
me,
got your Hannibal? Attention?
Originally what got my attention was The Fugitive.
Oh,
and
okay.
She was one of those people that, and she was that doctor in The Fugitive. Yeah, yeah. She was in the movie for maybe
not that long,
45 seconds or something. And you could just tell she was going to be a star. It was really weird. And because Harrison Ford's a huge star, but you're drawn to this red haired woman.
She's another older lady. How old?
61.
She looks so good. She looks so good. If I look like that at 51, I'll be slapping myself on the back going,
if
well,
you look like that now, I'd be happy.
But Boogie Nights, oddly, even though she's playing a very sexual person, that I'm not attracted to her in Boogie Nights, but I liked her in The Fugitive. She was in that other Hannibal movie where she played Clarice Starling
is
in the sequel.
Is that Red Dragon?
No, it was called Hannibal.
Oh, was it
called Hannibal? Yeah.
She was in that. And then
she's been
I'm
in
trying
a
to
few,
think of some other
oh, God. She's been in lots, but I can't think of any.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Oh,
as if by magic.
Can list all the films she's been in.
No, let's not do that.
But she's been in loads. I mean, you've got Crazy Stupid Love, Boogie Nights, like you said, The Lost World, Jurassic Park from 97.
Oh, yeah.
One of roommates. Hunger Games she's in, apparently.
Yes, I've
never seen
Hunger
that.
Games.
Big Lebowski.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Evolution, which is a great film.
That's a good film.
Oh, yeah.
I've not seen that
movie.
One.
Yeah, and there's. I mean,
I've not seen
Carrie, she was in the remake of Carrie. Which
and I think Evolution, oh, of speaking of Ghostbusters, wasn't that Ivan Reitman directed?
It was Ivan Reitman, yeah,
yeah. Directed Evolution.
Was that Egon?
No, that's Harold Ramis.
Oh, yeah.
Is Egon. But Julianne Moore,
oh,
to
God.
Personalize.
It's like Kelly's been up a long time, everyone.
Yeah.
Just to caveat.
And
that.
I've had two wines, maybe three.
Maybe one.
To personalize my. Julianne Moore experience, when I was doing my romance book covers and I was looking for a new agent, I walked into this agency, and this was before The Fugitive. There was this very lovely redhead that was in the waiting room who was, I think back then, I guess there were fax machines. This is long. There was definitely no email. There was no internet. So you would go into your agents to pick up your sides for the script, your audition pages, and it might very well have been for The Fugitive. And I walked in and I was very nervous because I had an appointment to meet with an agent there. And she just kind of gave me this big smile and this friendly grin. And I think she knew why I was there, that I was, you know, a young starting an actor and tried to put me at ease, which was really
aww.
Sweet and lovely. And I know a couple of other people that have dealt with her professionally and they all say just across the book, she's a lovely, lovely,
so,
lovely person.
With this podcast, we don't have to talk really much about mine and Corey's list, but where we have our difficulties in what I do is, for me, personality does have to come across.
Yeah.
Where I've seen on TV programs where I've liked someone, then I've seen them in an interview, and then I've thought,
not
what the hell? They're not for me.
Or they start dating me. Or
just, you know, yeah. God look damn you, Tyker. So I have the kind of same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know that they're a nice person kind of thing, or it really puts me off. I can't kind of just...
When once you find out that they're not...
Yeah.
But so there's a theory that a friend of mine who's a very good actor has, who has...
Are we allowed to say it is?
I don't know that people would know. No, I mean, people would, you can say, but my friend Jason Weinberg, he'd be thrilled that he's been with him. But so he's, you know, acted opposite a bunch of fairly large celebrities, and... His theory is people do not play that far off from who they actually are. So if you've got someone that plays, an asshole in a movie regularly, chances are that person might be kind of an asshole. It's like, and if someone plays someone really nice,
so
for the most part, they probably...
Little Tom Cruise is...
That's a weird one because
it's a weird one.
It's a gay airline pilot
who just likes to run a lot,
allegedly.
Yeah, and if you run
a lot,
allegedly.
Well, I don't know. He's a really interesting one because it's. I mean, I guess he plays sort of a nice guy in his movies, and I think most people say that when they interact with him, and he could have bad moments or maybe not be a nice guy, and he might be acting in his personal life too, but that he's actually quite nice.
I don't know. I've heard opposite of that.
But then there are other people that play kind of jerky people, and they're in fact quite jerky. And I can... there's an actor that rhymes with Schmenstiller. I got around that one.
Yeah. I mean, legal has nothing on us.
I don't know if you know who I was referring to.
Take a few days to figure it out. What about that person?
Not great to deal with. I will tell you a Julianne Moore story that I can tell it's fine because it's a nice story about her. A friend of mine owned a coffee shop in New York, and it was Julianne Moore's coffee shop that she went to every day. And one day she came in, and my friend was looking kind of sad and down in the dumps. I don't know what the problem was, but you could just see in her face she wasn't having a great day. And Julianne Moore just said, "You know what? You look like you need to get out of the city. I'm going to give you the keys to my beach house. Just go away this weekend. Here are the keys. Just go out, stay, have a good time."
Oh, that's lovely.
And, this is someone that works at her local coffee shop.
So we need to hang around LA and look club.
New York,
I need to hang around New York and look glum.
Hang around LA looking for that. You ain't going to have much luck.
I hang around London looking glum all the time. Nothing. Received nothing.
Not even a free croissant.
Well, you meet celebrities also, not to get too far away from this, but
in her previous career.
I was asked to massage George Clinton the other week, actually, from...
the president,
Parliament Funkadelic. Yeah, but I couldn't do it, which I was really gutted
at. And Haim, wasn't it?
I couldn't do it because I was really gutted.
Was it Haim or have I just Haim. Made that up? No, the band. There was a band that was...
He was known for Parliament and Funkadelic.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm saying, apart from that, the other day, not this one we're talking about, there was someone else recently, they were like, I was supposed to massage this person. I was like, oh my God. Oh no, it was Dua Lipa. I don't know why.
Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa. I was asked to go on her tour, Yeah, good. I can't miss it. My schedule's not as open as it could be these days, but fingers crossed. Yeah. I'll probably get one more of your celebrities because
and I know we're getting away from my list, but Lou Ferrigno. Yeah. I always think that's the best massage celebrity. He was lovely, right?
He was lovely. You met him. You brought you to Comic Con.
Oh, that's right. There's the opposite, because as the Hulk, he plays maybe not that nice a guy. But in real life,
when he's angry, Kelly.
Well, that's a different actor.
So Corey has just brought up the thing that. So years ago, we hang around together. Remember, it'd be Corey, Kelly, Kerry.
It was Corey, Kelly, confusing. Kelly
We'd all. It's a lot.
I don't know why you just don't let us call you your real name.
No, it's all right. I knew who you were referring
Fred.
To. Laminated list.
Do you have anyone that didn't make it on the list, but, was a kind of... Maybe they were dead. Maybe they're dead and old.
All right, I will give you a relatively recent addition to the list. So there's Sharon Horgan from Catastrophe.
Oh, yeah.
I spent about a good 5 years in love with Sharon.
You're on a first name basis with Sharon?
Could she make your list? 5 years is a long...
My list is... I don't want to give too much away to the listeners, but my list is compiled more of people I don't respect.
This is the thing. You're right. That's what everyone's saying, isn't it?
Because, I don't want to fall in love with Sharon. I can't afford that. You know what I mean? But she's a brilliant writer. As someone that's involved in doing that stuff myself. I spent a lot of time in love with her.
Catastrophe is just the best.
Have
you seen the earlier stuff? Pulling?
I saw an episode
or two, and it was really good.
Brilliant.
Really?
Really funny. Yeah. It's one of the best British comedies I've ever seen.
Agreed.
But I don't know that she... because in a way, it's...
She's not British, though. She's Irish.
She also has an AIDS ailment, so it's not a weird thing of, it has to be early Sharon Horgan. She's been famous for maybe 10 years, so I don't think she's changed that much visually. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is another person that's...
Brilliant.
you know, probably hasn't changed that much. And she was on a weird show about a squat or something. That was her first.
Yes, there was, where they were all in, because she does that weird accent of an Indian accent, doesn't she? And they all kind of vilify her for it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I've seen that one, but I've seen clips of it, because there's another woman that shits a bed. They're in a hospital kind of.
Oh, it's in a disused hospital.
Oh, that's going to make me annoyed.
There's that famous scene where there's a girl really... She's got with that new fella and she just wants to fart. And he's going, just do it, just do it. She's like, no, I'm embarrassed. And he's like, just stick your bum out. So she does it and she goes, and they kind of laugh. And then all of a sudden she goes, and she can hear it go. And then she shits herself on the bed.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. Hit us with your third, Kerry.
So the third person would be another... I don't know her age, but I'm sure Alfie, Kristen Scott Thomas.
62. Yep.
62. He's got all right. It's the same age as Julianne Moore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I've always thought she was, I guess the first time I saw her maybe was The English Patient.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I thought I'd like to perform an operation on her. get it, doctor, English patient?
I get it.
Anyway, I thought she was lovely in that. And Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah,
I thought she was beautiful in that.
Yeah, she is.
And I'm trying to think of what her other... Well, so now she's on Slow Horses. And I think that she still looks incredible on Slow Horses, too. So I think that's the thing, is she spanned, you know, much like Sigourney Weaver and Julianne Moore. She's kind of looked the same her whole career.
She's uber posh, though.
Is she uber... Well, she lives in France, but...
She's French, isn't she?
I don't know if she's born in France. She does films in fluent French. Like, she's fluent in French and she acts in French. She's been in some solely French-speaking language films. But I don't know
I believe she's uber-posh. I mean, like, she sort of has that look. But you don't know if she's...
I think she's uber-posh.
Born in Cornwall.
Uber-posh.
Is that uber-posh?
Yeah.
Is it Cornwall?
Yeah, a lot of...
A bit different down there.
A lot of nobility have their... That's their... I wouldn't be surprised if she's, like, related to someone... Super posh.
Well, but are there also, there's got to be like a Cornwall council estate or something.
But of course that. But I'm saying, no, she's not that. She's the other one. Yeah. If you're going to ask me which one out of the two I'd pick, I'd say that one.
Posh
she
Cornwall.
Speaks fluent French.
Got it. Posh Cornwall space.
But can we find out, just in case I've actually
Just to clarify for the listeners.
Yeah. Is she related to any nobility?
Basically, she... her dad was a lieutenant commander in the Royal Navy's fleet, air arm, what that fucking means.
I'd like to dock my submarine. Get it? Submarine and dock?
I got it.
Navy?
Oh, she's the great-great-niece of the polar explorer, Captain Robert Falcon Scott.
Yeah, she's...
That's what's so funny. In America, I think like explorers and stuff are usually poor, but here it's wealthy people.
Yeah, because no one can afford to go off and do it.
Poor people too busy dying.
Yeah.
They're actually steering the boat and being the carrying the stuff.
Too busy down the mines, dying.
Yeah, but in the States, I think explorers are more like, I don't have a home and I need to eat something, so I'll go walking around and try and find a location where there might be food and shelter.
No, we just got sent to the poorhouse. Mm. That's what happened.
And turned to glue.
Did you not have poorhouses in America? I guess you came late as a...
No. I think there were poorhouses that...
I mean, now there are. Now that's one every other house.
They're poor states. There definitely were, you know, orphanages and poor houses. Like, it's a very turn of like two centuries ago kind of thing, especially in New York City. But yeah, no, there definitely were.
Have you ever met Kristen Scott Thomas?
I walked by her in...
that doesn't count. Does not count. Well, I sat next to Michael Fassbender. It did her, but it didn't. Mm. Not on purpose.
So this doesn't count. But so I walked by her in a hotel room in Toronto during the Toronto Film Festival.
You walked by her hotel room?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was walking down a hallway. Sigourney Weaver had asked me back to her hotel room. Actually, my mother had told me where Sigourney Weaver's hotel room was. I was walking down the hallway and Kristen Scott Thomas walked by. And I will say, and this is probably going to she'll hear this podcast and now want nothing to
do
with me.
Oh, yeah, she definitely would hear it.
I would say that she did not give off the friendliest vibe as she was...
Okay.
What, then you English, do know that you're American and we're British, though. You do know that we don't give off friendly vibes as this a default.
But this was in Canada, so maybe she could have relaxed. It was neutral territory. And that could be it. Maybe it was a British thing.
I think it is.
She did not seem... Or I'll say this. It looked like she had somewhere to be and it wasn't there. And
not on your dick.
Yeah. And wherever place she was going, she was going to be pleased that I was not going to be at that place. That was the vibe.
Hang on.
I got.
Yeah, most stalkers, most stalkies don't really like it. No. Stalkers are coming out, yeah.
Yes, I was wearing a Bellman's uniform. Yeah. I've gotten dressed up.
You had a big t-shirt with I love you, Chris.
Yes. Well, no, that was under the metal tray that I was going to lift off.
Oh no.
Yeah, so anyway, so she had somewhere to go. I'm sure she's lovely, but she was on a mission.
But she's still on your list.
She is still on my because I feel like for 24 hours, even if she's not incredibly
nice. Could be 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean and even if she's not incredibly, I think you can hang out with anyone for 24 hours with some major exceptions. Hitler, like
Trump.
Yeah, oh. Donald Trump. Yeah. Although I'm going to be very, I hate the guy, but
it would be interesting. It would be interesting. I get it. Yeah.
Do you think?
Would be because you just listen to him talk, because I think he just likes to hear himself talk. So.
Yeah.
But then we're going off track. We're not talking about
I have a question for Kerry.
Oh, yes.
So of those three, all quite brilliant actresses or actors these days, we say. Only one of them has won an Oscar.
Who?
Which one?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I would say it's got to be Julianne Moore.
Still Alice.
I
would have said
Sigourney.
That's
about someone Alzheimer's.
I would have said Sigourney Weaver.
I was going to say Sigourney. Which is weird that she hasn't.
And as we're now asking everybody, you're in your hotel room. They're all there for the Toronto Film Festival.
You've let yourself into Sigourney's hotel room by posing as a bellboy.
All three are in there.
Maybe I've used Kirsten Scott Thomas and Sigourney Weaver to get into Julianne Moore's room. I'm with these two.
One fire blanket can save one woman.
Help me, Carrie, help me.
Which woman are you going to save?
You have to, only got one.
Oh, that's difficult.
You have to.
They're all lined up, so there's no sort of advantage or disadvantage. Maybe you could take into
I feel Julianne Moore is the one I'm saving. Because I know for sure that she's, and the other two are probably very nice as well, but I know for a fact that Julianne Moore is really nice. And, if I save her, she'd probably give me the keys to her
beach just
house.
Let Sigourney Weaver and Crispin Thomas burn to death in a tower to
Crispin Scott Crispin. Thomas after that. After the fire.
Ba-boom.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver. Nice, Alfie.
Sigourney.
Hello, who's had a wine today? Who's had a wine? Hands up.
Eliminated
Liz. Okay, so I guess we've got to wrap up now. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much, Kerry, for coming along.
Thank you guys for having me,
all of you. And thank you for putting up with Alfie here for the first time.
Alfie was lovely, and it's nice to finally be in a room with Alfie and put
Thank you. I'm going to cut what Corey said, but keep what you said.
So, and good luck with your new movie in Scotland. That sounds exciting.
Thank you very much, you guys.
What was it called again?
We'll put the links
up. It's called The Crude. It's with Julianne Moore, Sigourney Weaver, and Kirsten Scott Thomas. There's a fire on an oil rig, and I save Julianne Moore.
Hey! Spoiler alert. Yeah,
but it's interesting because I wasn't sure how to end the movie, and oddly during this podcast, the ending just came to me.
Brilliant.
Julianne will be so happy.
The savage heart wins.
Savage spirit.
Oh.
Yeah. Bye.
Laminated Liz, laminate your Liz. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list, would you like to fill my tits? Laminated Liz, laminate your Liz. For when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed. No divorcing, just cavorting. But it only counts if you laminate the list. Laminated Liz.